This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to launch the National Mission on Natural Farming, NMNF, at the Indian Council of Agricultural Research, ICAR, in New Delhi today. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan made the announcement in this regard last week after meeting with state agriculture ministers. The Union Cabinet had approved the mission in November last year as a centrally sponsored scheme. The outlay for the scheme till the 15th Finance Commission 2025-26 is 2,481 crore rupees, including the centre's share of 1,584 crore rupees and 897 crore rupees by the states. The National Natural Farming Mission aims at improving soil health and restoring ecosystems and reducing input costs to the farmer to achieve greater climate resilience. NMNF focuses on strengthening agricultural practices with scientifically backed approaches towards sustainability, climate resilience and safe food. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a four-day visit to Japan and China from the 29th of this month. Mr. Modi will visit Japan from the 29th to the 30th of August to participate in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit. This will be the Prime Minister Modi's eighth visit to Japan and the first summit with Prime Minister of Japan, Shigeru Ishiba. In the second leg of his visit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to China from the 31st of August to the 1st of next month to attend Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin. On the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister Modi is expected to hold bilateral meetings with several global leaders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the fourth edition of Semicon India 2025 in New Delhi on the 2nd of next month. The three-day event aims to showcase the country's growing capabilities and ambitions in the microelectronics and semiconductor value chain. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday, Secretary of Ministry of Electronic and Information Technology, S. Krishnan, said for the first time, the exhibition will feature four international pavilions from Japan, South Korea, Singapore and Malaysia.
Further, I think this also builds on the success story of India's semiconductor mission. As you're well aware, 10 projects have been cleared and are at various stages of implementation. Before the end of this year, we should be seeing the first India-made chips, which will come out of some of the facilities that are being built currently.
The 56th meeting of the GST Council will be held on the 3rd and 4th of next month in New Delhi. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the meeting. The last GST Council meeting was held at Jaisalmer in Rajasthan in December last year, during which several decisions related to the goods and services tax, GST, were taken, including a rate cut on fortified rice kernels to 5% and a recommendation to amend the definition of pre-packaged and labelled items. The government yesterday clarified that no order has been issued to lift the ban on TikTok in India. Sources from the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology said that any such statement or news that claims the unblocking order for TikTok in India is false and misleading. The clarification came amid reports of users being able to access TikTok's website homepage in India. US President Donald Trump has announced the appointment of his close aide Sergio Gore as the next US ambassador to India and special envoy for South and Central Asian affairs. Making the announcement through a post on Truth Social, President Trump said for the most populous region of the world, he needs someone whom he can fully trust to deliver on his agenda and help make America great again. Gore will succeed Eric Garcetti, who served as ambassador from the 11th of May 2023 to the 20th of January this year. Former Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe was remanded to police custody till the 26th of this month over allegations of misusing public funds. Mr. Wickremesinghe has applied for bail, citing health issues and his wife's cancer diagnosis. 76-year-old Wickremesinghe was arrested after appearing before the Criminal Investigation Department and later produced in the Colombo Fort Magistrates Court. The second National Space Day has been celebrated across the country today. The day commemorates the successful soft landing of Chandrayaan-3 mission's Vikram lander and the deployment of Pragyan rover on the moon on the 23rd of August 2023. And that is the end of this news bulletin.